Whoa.
Back to our normal sounds. Yeah, this is brunch time, y'all.
Yeah, we're recording early, so we made mimosas.
How you doing, friend?
Oh, I'm great.
You made a TikTok.
God, I hate myself. I did. I mean, I got, you gave me shit about it for like literally 6 months straight.
I love TikTok.
I know you do. But yeah, no, it's great. I love it because I don't talk to anyone. I have stopped communicating with my family and all I do is watch TikToks in my bedroom.
You know, I don't think that's so bad.
It's very addicting. But it was just, you were sending me so many things and I felt so out of the loop that like I had to get a TikTok. And here I am.
Also, 3 years old
with a TikTok and I think I'm having a crisis.
No. Also, though, our TikTok went viral. One video.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't mean to brag, but like we're kind of famous.
No, not at all. But it was really interesting. And I know I was texting you about this because I was just so appalled by some of the usernames. Do you remember this?
I do.
Where it's like a lot of couples who have their usernames on TikTok as property of person's name.
Don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
I don't like it. It's very strange. I feel like people need to understand like being in a relationship is not a personality trait.
That's a good point.
And I'm happy that you're happy in your relationship and I'm happy you love your person. I think that's great. I think we should celebrate that. However, you are not like morally superior to other people because you're in a relationship.
Right. And even just like not just property of, there's a lot of usernames that were like girlfriend of or boyfriend of or, strange. You know, it was so weird. I've never once thought like I'm going to change my username on a social media platform to my partner's property.
You know,
like,
what? You know what it makes me think of? And this might be kind of a stretch, but it's a funny story regardless. I'm going to work it in. When I was working one of my side jobs, it was like a performing gig and there was people who were watching us on the stage and it was a couple. It was a guy and a girl and the girl had a ball gag in her mouth.
Oh.
And like,
listen,
it's just like one of those things where I remember I was doing a thing where I like went up to the front of the stage and I would like interact with the audience and I like got down like and leaned over the front of the stage. And then the couple both lock eyes with me and then he just proceeds to put the ball gag in the girl's mouth. And I was like, I feel like I just became a part of something that I don't wish to be a part of.
You became a part of something.
And so it just feels like that level of like property of, I mean, I feel like that's like the internet version of just putting a ball gag on your girlfriend in public. And I don't like it.
And not in a sexual space.
Yeah, it was so strange. They were just walking around the whole venue, ball gag in her mouth, and he was just behind her the whole time, and they just both seemed like they were on acid, and I'll never forget them. Changed my life for the worse.
It's just more information that you don't need.
It's not even like there was no words exchanged, but the eye contact for some reason was very uncomfortable for me, and I couldn't look away. It was just like a void of like some sexual part. Like they were like, we love that you are scared of us.
Oh, my God. Anyways, I have a TikTok episode for you today.
Oh, okay. That's new. That's fun. That's exciting.
It's exciting and different, and I spend too much of my life on TikTok.
Perfect. Let's do it. And welcome to yet another episode of Hate Mail Podcast. It's a podcast where we take things off the internet, we read it, regurgitate it back to you in our own words, and then we all scream together like one big, sad, dysfunctional family.
Perfect.
And my name is Nora, and I'm here with former retired country star but got out because the scene wasn't for her, Ellen.
I'm here for that one. I like Dolly Parton a whole lot.
Oh yeah, how could you not love Dolly? Thanks for the COVID vaccines, Dolly.
Thank you, Dolly.
You're the fucking best.
So today, I have a TikTok episode for you.
Hooray.
I took one for the team and went on the other side of TikTok to find all the bullshit.
Oh. Why would you do that? Do you just like enjoy hurting yourself?
Well, a lot of like my algorithm, I have a lot of amazing people who I will credit at the end who duet with it or stitch it, like stitch their own videos and react to what these people's videos are. Mm-hmm. Funny enough, when I went to go and try to find a lot of these original videos, they're either taken down, comments are turned off, and you also can't download. So
must be bad,
right? So we have a whole bunch of TikTok bullshit.
Are we gonna hate ourselves?
Yes.
All right, let's just fucking do it. I don't all right. Nothing matters to me anymore.
I am not gonna be plugging these really awful people. I'm sure we're gonna post some of these videos on our Instagram, and unfortunately there's no way to hide their TikTok name, but I'm not gonna say them throughout the episode. I just don't want to give these people more publicity.
Fair.
Here we go. First one.
Three questions that you never want to ask a girl, starting with number one, can I kiss you? Don't ask this question. If there's a vibe there, then just go for it. No woman wants to be in the position of having to answer that question. She just wants you to do it, of course, if she likes you. Number two, do you like me? Don't ask a girl, do you like me? This looks very insecure. This looks very weak. If she's showing up to dates, then she's interested in you. And number three, never ever ask a girl if she's dating anyone else. This is also going to look either jealous or weak. Don't worry if she's dating anyone else. If you get to the point eventually where you want to be her boyfriend, then you can just ask her that. But never, especially in the very beginning of a relationship, ask her if she's seeing anyone else. Most likely she probably is, and you should be too. Don't worry about that and just continue to have a good time and create a great connection with her.
Wow.
First thoughts.
There's nothing I like more than some type of knockoff Mark Zuckerberg and some cheap ass Ray-Bans and a salmon shirt telling women how consent should work.
I know. I was like, you just took out all communication and consent.
Yeah.
Most people don't pick up on vibes. Like, you pick up on maybe some vibes, but you don't know what someone wants based off of a vibe.
It also, it very much plays into the way that, like, women love men who take control. And it's like, no, human beings just like people who treat them with decency and respect.
Right.
And like, dude, you have like, it sounds like Kermit is perpetually stuck in your windpipe. Like, why do you think you have anything of value to say to me? He's like, women like women to do this. That's what he fucking sounded like. And he's got thick ass glasses and I hate him.
I just hate everything he said.
Yeah.
Consent and communication are absolutely fucking mandatory.
Right. Like, there's no like discussing that. Like, don't ask a girl if she likes you. It's like,
maybe you should.
Who told you that? Probably because he asked so many girls, do you like me? And they were like, no. And he's like, ah, this is a way to hurt yourself.
Right. Correct.
Strange. But like, I will say this, that sucked and that guy was terrible. But like, I feel like it's just going to get worse from there. Like, I feel like you started off
very easy.
Very gently.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
I had a feeling.
Here we go.
Women do not love men at all. They are incapable of loving men. Listen to what I got to say here, okay? Women love their children. That's the only way it works. Love flows downwards from man to woman to child, and respect flows upwards from child to woman to man. That's the way it works. Now, if you're the man, you can love both the woman and the child if you know how to do it correctly. And if you're the child, you can respect both the parents, okay? Real simple. Put that in your mind. If you're a man out there and you're expecting a woman to love you, you're absolutely wrong. She will never love you at all. Now, what she does love is the way you make her feel. She loves her feelings, and she wants them to feel good. So if you provide protection, stability, and peace for her, she will tell you that she loves you. But it's not you that she loves. It's the feeling that you're providing. And what you need to know is that any man can provide that same feeling for her. That's why you can have a guy with a lot of money give her peace, protection, and stability, and she will say to him, I love you. One thing to also remember is women look for a lot of different things in men. And the reason for that is all they're looking for is peace, protection, and stability, any way they can get it. Remember, fellas, a lot of you guys are in relationships. Your girl says, I love you every day. And a lot of you guys take it to mean she loves you and she'll never leave you. That's not what it means. It means she loves the way you make her feel. And as soon as you stop making her feel that way, she will leave you. Now, the catch is, the longer you've been with her making her feel that way, it may take longer for her to leave you, but it will happen. And part of understanding the nature of a woman is understanding it's your responsibility once you have a woman to maintain that feeling in her. And if you fail to do that by slacking off, not providing peace protection from her, she will prove to you that you don't deserve to have her. Nothing is just given between a man and a woman. This term love is actually a fugazi. And when we shouldn't even use that term, what we should do is appreciate the fact that we can benefit each other, and those benefits are what keep us together. And as soon as those benefits fade, there's no chance of the relationship to continue to exist. So at that point, you have to just sit back and realize that, hey, if I ever slack up on my position as a man, I should expect this lady to leave me. And in my point of view, that's fine. Go ahead and take off if I start to slack up. I realize this is my responsibility.
You know what my favorite part about this neckbeard talking is? That women only want protection. I don't even remember what else he said.
He was like,
but there was no respect. No respect, being nice and kind.
He also was like, I've never heard someone say, like, women just want, like, peace, stability, and protection. Like, it's, like, a bad thing that someone could want to have, like, a peaceful, stable, protective relationship. And he's like, it's a bad thing. Is she going to leave you? And also, you forgot to mention that this is titled Women Don't Love You Except Your Mama Maybe.
I did. I forgot to mention that. I'm sorry.
And he's like, okay, what I'm just trying to say here is that, okay, like, it's just women are going to leave you one day, okay, because they just are all, you know, if you don't do your job as a man, okay, like, she's just going to step up and leave. And I think that's okay, because if I'm not giving you what you're getting out of this, then okay. And I just, you know, women are all bitches, okay?
Like, literally, I mean, what it was. You, like, could have made a better video.
It was like, he really took these things of, like, if I'm not giving, like, he's basically like, you could say, like, if I'm not giving you what you want and you leave me, I understand that. But he's spinning it in a way where it's like, it's women's fault because they're just whores.
Because women can't love.
Women can't love, except your mama.
Except children. Women can only love their children.
Love flows downwards out of your body like the menstrual cycle. Because, like, when women get their periods, it goes out of their body and it's downwards. So they're incapable because they have periods, okay? That they can't go upwards. And they're, man, she'll never love you, but maybe your children. And also, children should respect you. Which, like,
what?
Where did you learn this? Did you just make this up right now? Because I think you did.
It really upsets me that he has a microphone.
He said, I know. It's like, we can, it's the facade of put togetherness because he has a microphone. But don't trust it. He has a backwards baseball cap and a neck beard. It's all a facade. Don't let the fancy audio equipment fool you.
All right. Next.
Why not?
All right, first off, your husband's at work all day, bringing you and the family home a paycheck. And at the end of the day, all he wants to do is come home and get a little physical attention from you, his wife, the one he said vows with. And you're telling him no because you've had to spend all day with the kids that you agreed to make with him. Because,
you know, women don't work. You know, like, women just sit at home all day with the kids.
And but women, like, are also at home waiting for you to get home.
It's just
to have sex with them.
Yeah, it's just like, imagine, like, if you marry someone with the expectation that they're just going to be waiting to have sex with you all the time, then, like, maybe you shouldn't get married to someone.
And also the idea of, like, well, men are at work all day making a paycheck for you. And so when they come home and they want sex, you have to give it to them because they are paying some bills.
Imagine that. The audacity of thinking, like, oh, no, you are supporting your family because that's, like, what, if you're having, like, a traditional family unit, like, that's what you're supposed to do and you're doing it. I think of this thing where, like, if you ever got into a fight with someone, like, maybe you dated and you lived with, and they were like, I emptied the dishwasher for you. And it's like, no, motherfucker, we both live here. Like,
you're contributing some of your dishes
to the household. Like, you're doing it for us because we both live here together. Don't, like, twist this narrative of, like, I'm doing this for you to make you feel bad for, like, just doing the normal thing of, like, taking care of people you care for. And then being like, you agreed to have children with him. It's like, that doesn't mean you just get to have sex with someone. Like, you're not like, ah, okay, you had children. Now I get to have sex with you whenever I want. Like, that's the way it works. And it's like, who told you this? Other men. I answered my own question. But, like, I can't believe that. And it's just like, I think there is some sort of importance with, like, physical touch in relationships if, like, you're people who are physical people. But that doesn't mean sex. Like, sometimes that just means, like, holding hands and, like,
cuddles,
yeah, keeping up some type of, like, but contact, like, that, physical connection that way, I think is important to a lot of people's relationships. But that doesn't equate to, like, demanding sex, because that's sexual assault.
Right.
Pressuring someone to have sex with you, even if you're married and in a relationship, is sexual assault.
Right. And it's also,
I said what I said.
And I'm here for it.
Thank you.
But I also am saying, like, the idea of, like, I did this for you. Like, he doesn't need to go to work and pay his bills. Like, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Very gaslighting, very manipulating.
Yeah.
Manipulating.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so awful.
All of it is awful. You don't owe anyone sex for anything. I don't care if they took you out to dinner. I don't care.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter. It absolutely doesn't matter.
Yeah. And that's abuse. It's abuse. If you're pressuring your partner to have sex with you, that is abuse. You're not owed anyone's body.
Do you know how many times I just like come home and I'm like, don't touch me. I'm going to stay here on the couch.
Right.
And not talk to anyone.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, that's because like we're normal people and we're not just like there's this like misconception, I think, that like women are just put here to service men. And that's very much like this narrative that he's spewing out of like, I work for you, so therefore give me your body. And it's like, what? You work because we have a family. And also I work too, motherfucker. I take care of our children. Like if you're a stay at home mom, that's a shit ton of work right there.
It is. Yeah.
You're taking care of the house. Kids are a lot of fucking work. You love your kids, but that's a lot of work. So don't just come home and demand that someone do something for you because that's abuse.
Yeah. Ugh. That was a rough one. Okay, here we go. This one just has music, so I will read the title of this. He looks like 18. He's so young. This kid in this video is shaving. I don't understand why. I don't think he can actually grow a beard yet.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he's grown a beard yet. He's like...
Right.
And why does he have a shirt off?
And gray sweatpants.
Yeah, he thinks.
Because he's that guy. The caption says, "You're not into dad bods. You just know having a boy who is in better shape than you will make you insecure."
Ew. First of all, I love dad bods. And I don't think that we should shame people for what they're attracted to. And I don't think we should just start shaming people. Like, it's so shamey. It's fat phobic. It's like, yep. Everything about it is just like, there's only one thing that is attractive, and that's like fit bodies. And that is not true.
Right. And it's also playing on women putting physique and bodies over everything else.
Right. And then it's like, if you date someone who has like a quote dad bod, it's like, oh, well, you're just insecure. It's like, why? What? Go away. This has nothing to do with you, maybe, Jared.
Right.
Try to grow a beard before you comment on other people's bodies, you insecure fuck.
Yeah. And it's also just one of those things of is 100% fat phobic.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that it's towards men too. Like, it's obviously towards both women and men.
Right. Yeah. He's trying to like body... Not like body shame women, but he's like shaming women for being attracted to not him.
Right.
Because he's like a very fit person. He's like, if you're not attracted to me, then there's something wrong with you.
And
I think this person's just a narcissist.
He just looks like a child.
Yeah, he's got a little baby face.
Obviously, the caption is also very childish. Because at the end of the day, people are attracted to what they're attracted to. And holding that against people is just like, what the hell is wrong with you? Gosh.
I love a man who's like big and has like a big beard, long hair, like fucking, oh, I love it so much. Like Thor, chubby Thor. Oh my God, I was so attracted to chubby Thor. I just love like big Viking energy, just like drinking, partying, and like just has your back. And I don't know, maybe because I'm like a tall girl too. I do like feeling petite with like the person I'm with. Like that's just like a perk for me. But I'm not necessarily like I just think you shouldn't limit yourself to what people look like, because you're like eliminating so many great dating prospects that you're like, you know what I mean? It's such a small, like there's so many great people with like dad bods that are amazing, wonderful people that would be like the best loving partner. And like, why would you cut yourself off from that? It's just confusing to me.
Just a very narcissistic post, and it's very shaming.
Stop shaving.
To many different people.
I don't need to shave.
And also, he didn't need to shave yet.
Yeah, like, stop it. Like, he's like, look at what a man I am, shaving. It's like, get the fuck out of here.
You're a child.
You don't have any facial hair. You fucking asshole.
Okay, moving on.
Great.
You're going to be personally offended by this one, and I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. I know what this is about.
The type of piercing a girl has and what it says about her, part one. First of all, if you're one of those girls that has a bull ring in your nose, what the fuck are you doing with your life? Who the fuck are you, ma'am? Are you that down bad that you had to go get a bull ring in your nose? Like, that shit is toxic as hell, and you're probably a mean-ass fucking person. Now, if you're one of those girls that has the hoop in her fucking nose, oh my God. Wifey material right there. That shit is so fucking sexy. Y'all are winning right now. Y'all are fucking winning. Now, if you're one of those girls that has her gums pierced, like that hoop in your gum, you are a bad motherfucker, and you could probably whoop my ass. I would not fuck with you. That shit is crazy, and your pain tolerance is really fucking high.
Oh boy, I'm really gonna confuse Billy Bob over here, because I have a septum and a nose hoop. Does he hate me, or is he sexually attracted to me? Nobody knows.
He hates you and your wifey material.
What a confusing mix for this guy. Oh, that's really funny. It is so funny. I have three facial piercings, and like everyone has a different opinion on each one. I would have thought that a lot of people would have been like, the septum is the one I hate the most. But I've had a friend and he was very honest with me. He's like, you know, I think you're so beautiful. I love you to pieces. But he's like, it's your Monroe is my least favorite, which was I would have thought would have been the least offensive of the piercings.
Honestly, one thing that is absolutely incredible and amazing to me is that you have those three piercings on your face and like look absolutely stunning with them.
Thank you.
Like when you told me you were getting them because you got them at different times, right?
Yeah.
And when you were like, oh, I'm going to add this, I was like, I feel like that's going to be too much. And I was wrong. I will be the first to admit I was wrong. You look incredible with them.
Thank you.
But I also think these men like out here, like this wasn't that bad of a video, but it's also just like, why do you feel the need to comment on this? Like, why do you feel the need to put a name on someone's piercing and being like, why would you do that?
You got that there bull ring and you look like a bull, which I work with bulls. And I just think you're probably a mean person. Which made me laugh. I was like, you're right. I hate you.
Like, obviously the person who has gotten those piercings or whatever, like, that is what they like. And it's none of my goddamn business.
I think, too, it's just, like, I've never really thought about someone else's facial piercings as, like, something that, like, quote, quote, makes or breaks someone's attractiveness. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, I feel like if you're doing this many stipulations, then, like, yeah, buddy, because I'm sure you have tons of girls with septum rings just like lining up to suck your dick. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's such a weird. It costs $0 to mind your own goddamn business.
Right. And I'm also like really against commenting on anyone's appearance in any way that's not immediately fixable or not something that they chose. Do you know what I mean? Like if you're like, oh, you have something in your teeth, like that is very polite and someone can fix that right away. But if you're like, oh, like that piercing you have, like that says a lot about you. Like, what the fuck, man? They chose that. Or like, oh, you something that someone can't change. Like if you have a huge pimple, don't comment on it.
Right.
Leave it alone.
Yeah, mom.
So like there's, right. So in my personal opinion, I just don't like commenting negatively about anyone's appearance ever.
Yeah, and I just, like, it's also very misogynistic because you're only commenting on, like, women who have it,
yeah.
Tons of men have septums and nose rings and gum piercings, though I will agree, anyone with a gum piercing is a fucking bad bitch because that looks really painful. And, like, I can feel, like, the skin of my teeth, like, hurting when I look at people with it. I think it looks really cool, but I'm just like, I could never do that. It looks like it hurts so bad.
He's so scary.
It looks like it hurts so bad. So, I'll give him that. They're bad bitches.
So this next video is two guys. They either did a live together. They look like they're podcasters. They talk about some really misogynistic, horrible things. So I just want everyone to be aware hang in there.
High value men specifically should avoid disagreeable women, single moms and feminists and stuff like that. Unhealthy women. I mean, something like 60% of the North American population is fat or obese or morbidly obese.
Yeah, you married a dime. She gets fat. She refuses to lose weight for you. So you're essentially paying a pig for the rest of your life.
No. Men and women don't follow the same rules. I'm asking you the question.
But of course there's more.
You're going to get her to download an app like Bumble or Tinder. She's going to do, you know, women seeking women. And then you have her find the girl, right? She's probably going to find a chick that's going to be grosser than her. You're going to have to whittle it down to something that's acceptable.
There's no good girls. The only difference between good girls and bad girls is the bad girls have been caught. The good girls haven't been caught yet. All women have somewhat of a peppered past. Some it's worse than others.
There's a lot of work that we got to do as guys, and there's a lot of BS. Nobody cares about dudes. If there's one thing that I've learned is that most people just don't care about.
This was a really awful video. Let's break it down. But also, I couldn't find the originals or his profile. Maybe he was banned for a little bit. I wonder why.
I hope so.
I only found this reactionary video, which is always so good. I love this guy, and he will be in the show notes.
This has nothing to do with anything, but reaction guy is super handsome. and like his hair looks so great.
Yes, it does. God, this guy has such a platform and he's just so misogynistic in every way, shape, or form.
Like a knockoff Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Like it's the idea where he was saying, you know, you marry a dime and then she gets fat and she won't lose weight for you. That hit me so hard. Men do deal with body shaming and society standards, but not in the same way as women. I'm not going to say it never happens to men, but it's not the same as what women go through from a very, very young age. We fluctuate in weight because we're humans. That is absolutely a thing that happens.
And I think we've said this in the past before, and I'm so sorry to cut you off, but it's like people are, if you marry someone, you're marrying them with the intent of I'm going to be with you for the rest of my life. And the older you get, your body's going to just change because, I don't know, biology. And it's like, if you're blaming someone for gaining weight, then first of all, you're a shit person because you never loved that person in the first place, because like body weight and appearance should not have to do with your feelings and your love and your genuine affection for someone. And if they do, then like you're a shallow, vapid asshole.
No, I completely agree. If you're marrying someone, if you are in a long-term relationship with someone and their physique is the only thing you are concerned about, that is a huge issue.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they go on these whole things about like trophy wives and stuff like that. And it's like, what?
Then you don't like love a person. You love like an object, and you just like want this like woman to stay in this like your own unridiculous like standards of beauty forever. And that's not healthy and realistic. And also like it's very common after someone has children to gain weight. And who cares? Like, and it's probably like very hard too. Like you're like, my body's changing. I'm feeling very uncomfortable. And it's like, then your partner is like, you need to lose weight for me. It's like, right. Wow.
I also, something that I've been thinking about a lot lately in my life. And I was like messaging you about this a couple weeks ago where I was just like, I'm not on this planet to just like diet.
Right.
You know?
You're not on this planet to like lose weight and pay bills.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, that is not a good life. I'm sorry. It's not.
It makes me think. I used to, at this office I used to work at, there was this woman who was very good at eating healthy. She was a very beautiful woman. And she was talking about like calorie crunching and like, she's like, I have to be careful about eating this because blah, 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 blah. And there was another woman I worked with who was sitting down at the kitchen table with us. And she was this like Russian woman. And the other woman was going off like, I need to eat this and I have to be careful about blah, 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 blah. Then there was a pause and the Russian woman turns to me and she goes, what is the point of living? She's like, food is so much joy. What is the point of living if you cannot eat what you want? Yeah. And she got up and left. And I was like, yeah, honestly, I think about that honestly all the time.
Yeah. And I think it's especially because you just don't need to lose weight, especially for another person. Right. If you want to, that is up to you. That right. is your decision for whatever you know what I mean? But like, to the idea of like losing weight for your husband, your partner, your boyfriend, whoever, like disgusts me to my core.
I really hate that. And it's like emotional abuse of like, like you have to pay for a pig for the rest of your life is what they said. Assuming that like their wife isn't working, assuming that like she's lesser of a human because she may or may not have gained weight. Who knows if she did, or you're just holding her to these unrealistic expectations because you're an asshole. You know, that's good fucking point. Abuse. That's abuse.
The other part, too, is that the men's rights.
And he's like a balding dude with a huge gray beard. Like, who are you to comment on anyone's appearance?
Right.
I don't know why I put my arms in the air. I was mad.
He was
mad, funny. Yelling.
Yes. But it is one of those things where then he brings up men's rights at the end of it and how men have it so hard.
Go to therapy. Like, stop blaming women for your problems and go to fucking therapy.
You know, but I'm sure a lot of women have rejected him because
he's a dick.
Awful. Yeah. He's like just so, you know, those men.
Well, that's like the thing when like guys catcall, right? They're like, what's up, sexy mama, blah, 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 blah. And then you're like, please don't talk to me. They're like, well, you're just a fat whore. You know,
you're like,
it's the same thing where like you just use that because you think that's going to like hurt someone. And,
yeah.
You know, he's probably been rejected by so many women, but that's not his fault.
No.
Because he's a man and nobody cares about men.
And they have it so hard.
Oh, it's so hard.
So this next one is actually really interesting. It doesn't have any, the guy's not talking during it. So I'm just going to explain it to you guys, and I'm sure it'll be on the social medias, but it is this guy. He looks like 20s, 30s, maybe like early 30s. And it's just a caption of saying, why do you have such high standards, in quotations? So it's obviously people asking him why he has such high standards.
I think you wish people would ask him why he has high standards. I think he asked that question to himself. I'm just going to say it.
So then the video goes into a montage of old-timey photos. And it says how relationships used to be. You know, there is a woman in a canoe with a picnic and a guy helping her out of it. You know, people at a drive-in movie theater and cuddling in the car. There's, you know, just women in dresses and holding hands with guys and like walking down the street to like a theater. You know, it's just really like photos from Greece of Sandy and Danny at the diner, dancing in the rain. That's what the video is.
You know what this reminds me of?
Yeah.
It's like people who want to live in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. White people and white people only. because it's a romanticization of the past in a way of like, okay, first of all, you're using clips from like movies, which is like not realistic. Second of all, it's like this idea of like, you like the way that these women are because these women are in this ideal of like hyper femininity, AKA they're very submissive. But when you look at it, this was a time where like women couldn't open their own bank accounts. This was a time where a woman couldn't get a job that wasn't a secretarial job. This was a time when a woman was trying to get birth control and a male doctor was telling her, I'm going to give these to you, but you better not misbehave with them. This is a time where women were, you know, just like forced to do everything, forced to like have these standards. Like you have to wear a skirt and pantyhose to work. That's the only way.
And also always rely on men.
Yeah. And like
for everything.
Men were the breadwinners. Men were the one who did the work and women stayed at home with the children, which was like, you had to do that. There was really no other way to do it. And if you kind of broke outside of those norms, you were abnormal. But the difference is now is like a lot of women are like very obviously financially independent and self-sustaining because we have careers and we're not like forced to go in this nuclear family idea of like a man being the breadwinner of a house. And like your sole purpose in life is to pump out children
and have a white picket fence.
And you're supposed to wear the tea dress. And like when he comes home, like, you know, it's like those lifestyle magazines from the 50s and 60s were like, this is what you should do when your husband comes home. It's like, make him a drink, take off his shoes, rub his feet because he's the man of the house. That was the narrative that was being spun at that time.
Yeah, I do think that there is a way, like I can understand people who are like, oh, you know, I really like the music from the 50s or I really like the glamorization of photography. Like I know you and I want to do like a housewife photo shoot. But like, there's something about glamorizing an entire era that was so problematic. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it was very problematic for women. And he's glamorizing it because he would be in the position of privilege. So he doesn't look at it through a lens where it's problematic because he's like, look at how submissive women were. And it's like, people weren't necessarily happier at this time. Like you're very much romanticizing the past. But men were always happy. White men were always happy and profiting off of people and getting the best of every scenario. And that's why you like that.
Right. Because especially women, you know, they had to get married. They had to find their like future husband by 16.
Yeah. You didn't get married by 25. You were like an old maid.
Right. And they weren't allowed to do anything else. So literally they found a guy who would pay their bills and they thought they could have a successful, happy life with and were usually miserable. Have you seen Vogue's, they had like a diet that they posted in their magazine. And it was like, eat a hard boiled egg and a glass of wine.
Oh my God.
Have you seen that?
No.
Oh my God. It's so hysterical. But no, I almost don't believe anyone who lived in the 50s were like, I was really happy. Who's a woman? Like
there was no way. Was like alcoholic and drinking while they were pregnant.
And smoking like, two packs a day.
Smoking cigarettes while they were pregnant or like with their kids or like inside all the time and just littering with reckless abandon, you know, and also just like awful racism, segregation in the 50s and 60s. Jim Crow was like very prominent. Like it was a bad time. It's a bad time in America.
And I understand that like things are glamorized in movies and old music, but and like I think it's fine to like the music or even the movies. Who cares? But to glamorize it and be like, I want our relationship like it was in the 50s. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's like you have a very narrow view of the world, don't you? And you think it's supposed to be like
what does that say about him? That's like what he's glamorizing and wanting, and that's why he quote unquote has such high standards now. And it's like, oh, you just don't want a woman who speaks her mind, who has opinions, who like gets her, you know, bills paid and does what she has to do in like a hustler. Or even just like a working woman. You just don't want a working woman.
Yeah, he's just an idiot. That's what it says about him. He's just a fucking moron.
Okay, so this next one is also not a talking one. I will explain it to you. So this video is this guy. He has a beard and like a mop top, right? Is that what you would call
it? It's like a fade, but his hair on top is like very long. So it does super long. Look like a mop top.
He is in some kind of hotel slash city. It looks like somewhere in California, but like shirt is off and he's like hanging out. And all it says at the top in the caption is, can't throw shade on my name if you used to moan it. I don't see anyone else in the room, but it starts off with him kind of like talking and laughing with someone that you can't see. And then he shows you the view and he's smiling and laughing into the camera. And then it shows the view of the city and the view that they have from their balcony. And then he like keeps laughing and talking to someone that you can't see or hear.
Yeah, nothing like those great suburban flatlands in the background to really show off how rich you are. Just he's at that fucking
listen though.
Local Hyatt Regency, just fucking, oh my God.
Can't throw shade on my name if you used to moan it.
First of all,
she's probably faking it.
Faking it is a way to get it over with quickly. And God. And also, your name's probably like Jeremy or some shit. So she's probably moaned it like 9,000 times just to get all the Jeremys in the world to leave her alone. Also, you absolutely can. We do it all the time.
All the time. And here's the thing is this tells me you did fucking something wrong. You did something wrong. You probably did something really shitty and she is talking about it because women talk about their feelings and their things going on in their lives and you're mad and you're trying to make it like, oh, I don't care. Look how blissful my life is.
You know what this is? This is like, we talked about this and you brought this up. This is like sexual ownership over someone.
Correct.
This is the saying of like, you're not allowed to have any opinions that I'm allowed access to because we slept together one time. So therefore you can't talk shit about me because I used to sex you up sometimes.
And it's also like, yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
Yes, I absolutely can. Sex is a very intimate thing that you can do with a person. He obviously did something and she's mad. You can talk about it.
It also is very much like him just jerking himself off. You know what I mean? Like, right, this to is show so,
how much he doesn't care.
Like,
he
made look a video at how great I am with my fucking chin strap beard and my weird ass fade and my little suburban. Like, it's not even like a city skyline. It's like a fucking flat, like just a bunch of houses in the background.
I mean, there was a little bit of a skyline. It was just.
Okay, there's but he's the not building. In like fucking there's Manhattan. The buildings. He's not in like fucking Manhattan.
This looks like LA.
Maybe.
I don't know. It doesn't really matter where he is. What I'm trying to say is he's trying to show that he is so carefree and just doesn't give a shit. But the thing is he does give a shit. He does. He made this video. He gives a shit.
Yeah. He's like, look at me. I have sex with girls. That's what that was. He's like, I'm a dude and I have sex with women.
As a reminder, before we move on, you have no sexual ownership over anyone. It doesn't matter if you've had sex with them. They are allowed to have their feelings and express them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, you're not entitled to anyone's behaviors or opinions or their body again if you've slept with them a couple times. It's not how this works. It's not how any of this works.
This is another one with a reactionary video because I couldn't find the original. You're going to also be personally offended by this one, but I feel like you're going to relate to it really well, and I cannot wait to hear your thoughts.
Okay, cool.
Here we go.
Literally, I'll take one for the team. I'll be this ass. That's calling out all these female Twitch streamers because you know what? At the end of the day, to have an OnlyFans advertised on Twitch is for games. You're the boy. It's the only thing we had. The only thing we had. Now we don't even have Twitch because you dumb big titty bots want to take it from us and then act like you actually like the games. You don't like these games. Sit the fuck down.
Yeah, big titty streamers are ruining. They're ruining video games. Like what?
They're ruining the video games for the boys.
What are their names? I'm gonna go report them. Give me what are the? Can we start A to Z? Can you give me the names of the big titty streamers so I can go report them? I love it. Men get so mad because like they love naked women, but when we use it for profit, they get mad because they can't exploit us anymore and they can't control us. They can't control what we're doing and they have to like, you know what I mean? And it just. Oh my God, he's so mad. It's so beautiful.
So mad.
I mean, you know about hot tub streamers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like,
I do actually know about.
It's so funny. It's kind of dumb, I will admit, but like, whatever. If you're making money off of it and you're just sitting in a hot tub playing video games, like, who fucking cares? They're doing it because it gets a lot of viewership and it gets them a shit ton of money. Like, that's, it's so funny. They're like so mad at women, but women are able to do it because people are paying them to do it. And they're able to like make a profit off of these things. It's honestly genius. And when you think about it, like, yeah, it's goofy out on the surface, like just someone sitting in a hot tub in a bikini playing video games. But like, what? Who cares? I'm not losing any sleep over someone making money and like.
I just can't believe how actually mad he is.
I know video games are for the boys.
They're fucking ruining it, and it's like
big titty streamers are ruining it. It's like, do you hear yourself?
And calling them like thoughts and hoes.
Hell yeah.
And like whatever. Let people live their lives.
Yeah.
Then don't watch it. If you're this upset about it, don't watch it.
I know. They're just mad because they think that they're losing subs because people are watching the big titty streamers. It's like, no, bro, you just fucking suck. Like, no one's watching you because you're terrible. Like, who cares? It's just, it's so funny. And like, really, so many gamer bros are so mad because they think like women are taking away their subs. And it's like, no. And also, like, I will say this, girl gamers, when they stream, they have a whole fucking setup. They've got their LED lights, they've got their headset, they do their makeup, they wear an outfit. Dudes will literally stream from their dirty ass crusty bedroom and like think that they're entitled to like millions of subscribers. And also, like, women like to watch women streamers because this is the way that gamer bros are. So it's like, I'm gonna hang out with like the girls and see what the girls are doing and like what everyone, like the she's, the they's, and the gays, and like what they're doing in this part of the gamer world, because this is safe and fun, because the straight dudes are fucking monsters.
I'm glad you enjoyed that one.
It was funny. He's so mad. I love how mad so people get mad about big titty streamers. Oh, it's the best. Yeah, send me their names, because I'm also gonna be like mad at them.
This next one is gonna be a fun switch up because it's a woman, and women have a lot of inner misogyny. Yeah. And we're gonna talk about this.
When you make helpful suggestions to men, that's basically code for telling men what to do and a reminder that you know best. Masculine energy is directive and feminine energy is inspiring and attractive. Instead of directing him, inspire him and invite him in the direction that you desire. For example, instead of saying, we should go visit my parents' house this weekend, say, I would love to go visit my parents' house sometime soon. When you say, I would love to go visit them, what you are doing is simply stating your desires and you're opening the door for him to choose to take you. Be in control and an intimate relationship with a masculine man. You have to choose what's most important to you.
It's another video that is stating that to be feminine equals submissive. So when people say you want to have this feminine energy, it's like, be submissive and do everything you can to bend over backwards to make your partner more comfortable, even though they're being a misogynist.
And how dare you say what you want?
Yeah. You have to be like, open it up to him to go see your parents. Like, what the fuck? No. Like, we see families, and that's kind of what you do in like a cohesive relationship, is you go see each other's families. And you can say, I want to go see my parents this weekend. There's nothing wrong with that fucking statement whatsoever.
Ooh, correct. And it's also one of those things of like, okay, so go see your parents.
Yeah.
Why are you asking him?
If you are asking permission from your partner to go see your family, that's a fucking problem. Or if you feel like you need to manipulate the conversation to go do something you want to do, like see your fucking family, that's a red flag right fucking there.
Right. And also the idea of like women are supposed to be inspirational. Well, like, no, we're not.
I'm not a goddamn inspiration to no one, and I'm fine with it.
Listen, we've been drinking mimosas for 3 hours here, all right? Don't give a fuck.
I feel fucking wonderful.
But for real, like, this just really upset me that a woman is living her life this way, and I think it's just a lot of inner misogyny.
Yeah.
And a masculine man, right? The idea of a masculine man, if that is what you were attracted to, whatever. A masculine man, in my mind, is not just the guy that says, yes, we can do this, or no, we can't do this, and why are you asking me this?
Yeah,
a masculine man is like, parents. Oh, he just, like, you know, chops wood in the woods. Like, he, you know what I mean? Like, when I think of masculine, I just think of, like, guys who, like, doing, you know, physical things. But, like, that doesn't mean they have to be an asshole. Right. That doesn't mean they have to be controlling. And it does not mean you have to be submissive.
Right. Like, I already have parents. I don't need to ask for permission to go do normal things that a human being does.
And or whatever you want to do. Up. You're in a fucking adult.
Right. And I don't understand, like, why we're not building up, like, more of a cohesive partnership of, like, you should say, I want to do this weekend. And your partner should be like, all right, great, let's do it. Like, it's not fucking rocket science.
Or I can't. You should go do that.
Right.
I will join next time. Or, you know what? I would love to go do that with you.
You really shouldn't have to manipulate your partner into getting what you want. No. You should be able to go up to them, say, I want this, and they should honor and respect that, unless you're hurting yourself or others.
Totally. Though, the one example I have that, like, makes me laugh every single time. Have you seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Oh,
and her parents? And they were like, we have to make it his idea. That was, like, one of the most hysterical scenes I've ever seen. Do I like it in a movie? Yes. That was fucking hilarious. Do I want it in my real life? Absolutely not.
Right.
Absolutely not.
My dad always does that whenever I'm like, all right, Dad, I'm leaving for the night. He's like, why you want to leave me? I'm like, Dad, I'll see you next week. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, he's so funny. You're like, Dad, I'm moving. He's like, why you want to leave me? He loves to yell that at me and my sister. It's so fucking funny.
But, like, that is one of the only actual examples I can give that was actually hysterical and
that's a movie.
Perfect. It's a movie. Real life.
And it's meant to be, like, over-the-top satirical comedy. Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on to your butts.
When a girl tells you, hey, let's rain check or reschedule, you simply respond, hey, That's cool, but I'm not really a fan of flaky girls. If we go out, you're going to pay for drinks or dinner or whatever plan you guys had. Because the reality is this. With women, when they give you undesirable behavior, you need to punish it immediately so she knows it's not acceptable. Don't reinforce bad behavior with positive treatment, okay?
Bro, no, you're talking about a puppy. You're not talking about like a fully autonomous human being who's allowed to say, no, I don't want this from you. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, you're talking about training an animal, and that just shows like how you view women.
The other thing that this reminds me of too is the TikTok that I brought. I don't even remember how long ago it was or what episode it was, of like the idea that that woman was like, oh, I'm going to suggest a counter place to go to for our date.
Right. That's what this made me think of too.
Yeah. And it's just like,
I don't like flaky girls.
Well, no one likes flaky anyone, but you like when a girl tells you let's reschedule the first time, I wouldn't think she's flaky. That is not the thing that pops into my mind. It's like, oh, something came up because we all have lives outside of one singular thing or person. You know what I mean?
Right. And the thing is, too, is like it's not necessarily like when someone reschedules and it makes you uncomfortable, you can respond this way. It's the fact that he's like with women, you have to punish them and you can't reward them with good behavior. Otherwise, they're going to act up. Then they're going to freak out and then they're going to get all emotional with their period blood because that's what women do. You know what I mean?
And I think it's hard, like where some people might watch this and think he means boundaries. This man does not mean boundaries.
Nope. It's about controlling women.
Absolutely. Yep. It is okay and extremely healthy to make boundaries with people when they pass their boundaries and like not to be like, oh, it's okay when it's really not. The problem is he is using this against women.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. You don't punish women because they can't make it. They need to reschedule. It's, like, what?
You're making the narrative about, like, me because me, a man, is the most important part of this story. Correct. You, a woman, are lesser, so I'm going to treat you like a fucking dog.
Right.
That's what he's doing, and that's a big problem.
Correct. All right, here we go.
Who is this Stuart Little-looking motherfucker?
He actually reminds me of a guy you've dated.
It could be so many guys.
So this is, like, a Muppet man. That Nora loves.
I do love a Muppet man. I love me some gangly boys.
This is a guy who gives dating advice and entrepreneur advice TikTok. And like what is it? Matchmaking? No, what's it called? He's pretty much a pickup artist and dating expert, quote unquote. I know.
I'm gonna have a stroke.
And he is just so, he looks like he was in like The Sandlot, like the movie.
He literally looks like the kid from Stuart Little, the little blonde boy who the parents were we're going to adopt a mouse over you, you fucking dork ass loser.
Here we go.
Here is how to make somebody obsessed with you. And this is definitely classified as manipulation. So do not use this on somebody who's showing full interest and somebody who's pursuing you. Use this on somebody who's playing games with you. Have you ever noticed that if you are obsessed with somebody, usually it's because they are throwing mixed signals at you. Basically where they're on and off with you. You don't know where they stand. One day they might send you a wink or a kissing emoji. They may brush up against you or even tell you that you look good. But the very next day they're the opposite. And this is exactly what you need to do. One day you act like they're your everything. Everything they do is perfect. You are so into them and you let them know that. But the very next day, go into ghost mode. Treat them as a friend. Take time with your replies. The reason that this makes somebody crave you is that they get an emotional high when they know you're obsessed with them. Feeling wanted is one of these six human needs. But when you turn off, it will make them crave that attention again. They'll start working harder to get it back. So you become almost like a drug to them. Before they know it, they're obsessed.
First of all, the emojis and GIFs in this video make me want to vomit.
Too many anime girls. That's a big red flag right there. If he has a big use of anime girls, be suspicious. Oh, I love white scrawny boys who think that they are like the like epitome of human knowledge. That's where I want to get my dating advice from. I want you. And he's like, abuse people, then they'll like you. That's literally, I can cliff notes. If you want to cliff note that whole fucking TikTok, abuse people and trick their emotions, then they'll fall in love with you.
And we should never, ever put manipulation in our how-tos.
This motherfucker really was like, this power is too strong, so use it wisely. That's like literally what he fucking did. I was like, you asshole. He was like, this is how you can manipulate people.
But you know,
be generous, be cautious, you motherfucker. Go away.
Don't play with people's emotions. You know what the best thing to do is? Actually fucking communicate. Communication is everything.
Truly.
And if you're not good at communicating, you need to find your way to communicate. But someone having the answer of manipulation just sits with me so wrong.
As it should.
Yeah.
Someone just casually throwing in how to manipulate people should be a fucking red flag. That should be two red flags. Minimum. Bare minimum, two red flags.
How about a bouquet?
A bouquet of red flags. God damn it. God damn it. Don't listen to scrawny white boys. Unless they're very sweet to you.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. I just didn't want to totally out like skinny people.
Oh, yeah, totally. Let's try not to generalize.
I think very tall, gangly boys are very attractive. So who am I? I like the dad bods. I like the tall, skinny boys. I like the short boys. I like all boys. I just Muppets. Like boys.
You like the Muppets.
But the Muppets are like fucking Pete Davis. What's the guy who dated Ariana Grande? What's that guy's name? Pete, the SNL guy. Pete Davidson. I'm so attracted to him. And he's got terrible tattoos. And I'm like, I love you so much.
We need to throw a bucket of cold water onto Nora.
I'm sorry.
We are going to go on a smoke break and we will be back.
Okay, bye for now.
Did we already say we're back? No. We're back.
Nope. And we're back. Alan's drunk.
I'm not at all.
I know. It's the most sober you've ever been.
I know. Why? I've had like 5 mimosas.
You drink a lot, babe. I'm just kidding. You have a high tolerance for bullshit.
I think Steve didn't pour mine heavy.
You know what we call this? We call this passing blame on someone else instead of taking responsibility on yourself.
I am very hydrated. Okay. Anyways, we're going to dive right back in. This one is fascinating, and I'm so excited about it.
I hate watching videos of dudes just wearing college football t-shirts.
There's something about that, right?
It's a type.
Guys, you peaked in college.
What are some weirdly specific things that you think are red flags in women? I'll go first.
Of course.
If she has or wears toe rings, if she wears athletic shorts that go past the knee, if she has succulents or plants and calls them her babies, if she's obsessed or a big fan or an avid watcher of Grey's Anatomy, if she rides horses, if she has never seen any of the Star Wars movies, if she has ever dated my roommate, if her favorite Marvel character is Captain Marvel, if she's ever used the Instagram caption good times and tan lines, if the entirety of her sense of humor is just making self-deprecating jokes about her mental health.
Me too.
And last one, if her TikTok bio is this is just a joke, or if you see this and you know me, you don't.
Can I say my thought? Of why I picked this one?
I laughed a little bit at good time and tan lines. That one really got me.
But my thought with this, when I was like listening and I laughed a lot because I was like, oh, first of all, he'd hate Nora.
It's true. I have a toe ring in my nostril.
Secondly, I love how men are like, you know what their red flags are? Like the shows she watches, her favorite characters.
Jewelries. Like, having plants.
Right. And I'm like, oh, you know what their red flags are with men? When they gaslight you
right.
or try to murder you.
Right. It's like that red flag with that guy was he told me I was a bitch because I didn't want to sleep with him. And women are like, she wore a toe ring. So you know she's a hoe. Like, yeah. It's not equal. Nothing's not adding up here.
And I just like couldn't get over it. So I had to add that one in because I was just like.
It felt a little like just trying to be funny.
Right. And I do find it kind of funny. Like, yeah. I do. But, like, when really diving into it and thinking about it, it just plainly shows how not similar they are.
Right. It's very funny. It was, like, a very, like, overall, like, I don't know that he was, like, necessarily, like, trying to be misogynistic. I think he was just trying to be, like, goofy in the way that we're, like, dudes in college t-shirts suck. But at the same time, it's just like that the language of like the red flags versus red flags at women, because they're like, oh, men will literally kill you if you're not careful.
Right. So this next one has been all over TikTok. And it's fascinating. I'll actually post the whole video that someone stitched with it, which is really upsetting. But we'll just watch the beginning part, okay?
Can you please be polite to men who hit on you?
No.
Exactly.
It depends, though. So here's, there was one time that you and I were like going to a bonfire, because it's all about like the situation, of course. It's very situational. And I was sitting in the car waiting for you as you were just buying firewood by yourself. I don't know why I abandoned you to buy this firewood. I digress. But this guy just walked by, and he was a very good looking guy. And he looked at me, and he's like, you're so very beautiful. And I like looked at him and I said, thank you. And he just goes, but you already know that, don't you? And I was like, actually, I don't. I've been feeling like very insecure lately. So like, thank you so much for like going out of your way to say that I'm beautiful, because I'm having a really hard time right now. And he had already left. But like, that was like very sweet. He didn't harass me. He just was like, you're very beautiful. And like went on his merry way, you know?
But that's the difference.
That's the difference.
I think this is having so a general statement of, can you please be nice or polite to men who hit on you? And it's like, no, absolutely not. Because most men do not know how to respectfully hit on women.
Right. Because it's not, they're not hitting on you. It's just, they're not like, I want to pay you a compliment. They're like, what can I tell you to get you to sleep with me? Mm-hmm. And like, they're very aggressive. And it's not just like harmless flirting or just like whenever a guy just pays me a compliment, that is totally fine.
And walks away. Where yeah. He had no expectation of what he deserved to get back from you after he complimented right. you.
He didn't try to get my number. He just like said that and just like walked on by. He didn't even like slow his walk. He just like said those comments, and I thought it was just like very genuine. And like, that's okay. But it's like, you don't, and also that's okay for me, because within my boundaries, that's something I'm comfortable with. And if you are not comfortable with that, that is also valid. And that is also fair. And by telling people to be nice to someone who could make you uncomfortable, who's making you uncomfortable, is the beginning of a very slippery slope of victim blaming.
Well, and so a lot of women have actually stitched this video with videos of themselves being followed by men on the street.
That's a thing.
Because there, I mean, this has happened so many times to me, I'm sure to all of our listeners, to you, yeah. of men just following you down the street, asking for your number, asking to take you out. They are yeah. not leaving you alone. And right. that is absolutely terrifying.
And we have so many examples too on our show alone of women being polite to men who hit on them. And then they are like, why are you such a bitch?
Right.
You know, it's like, you can say like, no, sorry, I'm in a relationship. And they're like, why are you being so fucking extra? I just asked you a yes or no question. So there's no right answer. So people jumping on this bandwagon to be like, be nice to men who hit on you is like, fuck you. It's a lose-lose situation either way, because people who are being aggressive are not like rational, normal human beings.
And it's putting blame on women.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's like, no. I don't have to be nice to fucking anybody if I don't want to be.
Right. You don't owe anyone anything. And like I said, that dude who complimented me, I was fine with it. I thought he was super polite. It was well within my boundaries and what I thought was okay. And if that is not something that sits right with you, that is also valid and okay.
I do understand where you're coming from with that. I mean, there's plenty of nights where guys are flirting, you know, or, you know, before the pandemic, when I used to go out a whole lot, there would be guys that would hit on me, and it was fun, and it was fun to flirt. And you know what? Like, in those situations, I was fine with it.
Yeah.
It really depends on the person. It depends on what you are looking for in that evening. But like, unfortunately, I feel like with most men, it doesn't stop there.
Right.
And they keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And you just get into this place of like, fucking leave me alone already.
And we always say, trust your gut. And if someone's making you uncomfortable, end of discussion, they're making you uncomfortable. And like, why are we still trying to have this conversation of like, bend your back to make other people comfortable when they're the ones doing something wrong, which is crossing your boundary? You don't have to be nice to people who do that, and that's okay. And it's like, stop telling people that we have to like bend and like make ourselves very uncomfortable and put ourselves in dangerous situation to make like potential dangerous people comfortable. Like, what the fuck is up with that? For the sake of like being a nice girl, like, fuck out of here.
Right. And I think most women grow up being told as little girls, like, you always have to be polite, you always have to respect your yes. elders, you can't make people uncomfortable, you can't take up that space.
Yeah.
And I think this is a really dangerous thing to say to yes. women. I just absolutely do.
Yes, I agree with that.
Moving on, more women with inner misogyny. So I'm going to explain this video because she actually does not talk during any of it. Thank God.
Yeah, she can just shut her goddamn mouth.
So it is a very attractive woman. She's in like a sweater that looks like it's from like her college, right? Like it has that vibe.
Yeah.
Dark hair, like I said, very attractive.
Yeah,
she's pointing up at a caption that says, "Some of my favorite things that modern day feminism encourages women to do." We all know it goes downhill from here. So here we go. These are the things that she thinks modern day feminism encourages. I'm not going to say all of them because I have a lot of problems with it. But most of them are: view promiscuity as empowerment, hate men, glorify obesity, see themselves as victims, exclude and bully other women who disagree with them. Listen, there's like anti-abortion things in here. Fucking whatever. This is so... Do you want to start with your thoughts? Because like this is a lot.
Yeah, it's the view promiscuity as quote empowerment is like very, very problematic because it's like it's very slut-shamey. And that's very like old world ideas of like how can you not find like taking like reclaiming your body when society has told you that your body is shameful and sinful and for the pleasure of other people, when you're reclaiming that for yourself and doing what makes you happy and fulfilled as a human being? Like slut shaming is so tired and it's so problematic because it's again, that's putting the onus of men's behavior on women when you slut shame. And that's like another language of doing that and putting it in quotes, like, fuck you. Like, just let people live their lives and be happy and do what makes them fulfilled and complete as like people. Hate men. I mean, we hate men because of the behaviors and actions that men have caused. And just the way history has treated women and the way that society treats women. So it's like pretty fucked up. And this is all a very gaslighting video to be like, it's your problem. Glorify obesity is very, very fat shaming because it's like we're accepting women and human beings who look all different ways and we're not shaming them or we're not saying they're unattractive because they might not have this very narrow view of beauty, which is depicted by men in the fashion industry is what we think of like beautiful women. So we're reclaiming that and saying like all bodies are beautiful, men, women, trans folk, non-binary, your body is gorgeous and beautiful and we accept you and we see you. And I think that that is the greatest thing you can do to another human being. And so she's twisting it to say, quote, glorifying obesity. And that's very manipulative and gaslighting. See themselves as victim. Again, she's like gaslighting victims,
right?
Like, and victim blaming very, very heavily because it's like you see yourself as a victim. So that's your problem. It's like, no, I'm a victim because someone hurt me and I'm calling them out. And the whole exclude and bully other women who disagree with them. It's like, no, you're being misogynistic, fat phobic, and like very, very problematic. And we disagree with that. Don't like twist the notion of feminism to be like, I'm a woman who disagrees with you, so you're a bad feminist. Like that's super fucked up. And that's super problematic. And again, you're switching the onus of problematic behavior on the person who's receiving the abuse instead of looking inward on yourself and seeing that you're the one who's like really have this problematic mentality.
That was so good. That was better than I ever could have done.
I mean, it's hard not to get like fucking, you cut yourself off because you're so mad.
Yes.
Like, it's very enraging.
We're going to get another take on modern day feminism.
I don't think modern day feminists want equality between men and women. I think they want to be men. They don't take any pride in being feminine. They grow their armpit hair out. They say we need to bring down the patriarchy. But who is the patriarchy? Do you think it's men who set all these standards for women to uphold in the beauty world? You're forgetting that other women set the standards too. As a woman, I think armpit hair on women is disgusting and unhygienic. I'm a woman setting that beauty standard, not a man. I also think a woman should pride herself on being a good mother and taking care of her family in the home. Not to say that you can't have a job at the same time, but no one can do what a mother can do, and you should be proud of that, not want to destroy that. Men and women are not the same, and that's beautiful. I'm proud to be a woman. I don't want to be a man. So on behalf of all women who like being women, can you guys stop trying to make us men?
Oh boy, where do we begin with this one?
I would like to begin with, if you don't like armpit hair, then don't grow your armpit hair out. It's not for you to decide.
So it's so wild, right? Because she's saying like, here's the problem with modern day feminists. They want to do this and they don't want to be mothers and they want to grow their armpit hair out. And that's like, you are someone who is not paying attention to what the conversation of feminism is. Because you're saying that we are saying that people who want to be mothers are like unwomanly and whatever. But modern day feminism is saying, you want to grow your armpit hair out? Great. Like, who cares? Like, you can do that. And like, you're not lesser for doing that because society has said women need to be hairless in order to be valid in this world. But if you don't, if you want to grow out your body hair, great. If you want to, we're slippery eels. We shave our whole bodies because that's something we like to do, but we're not going to shame people who want to have body hair. We're also not going to shame people who want to be mothers, because I think that's a totally valid thing. If you grow up your whole life and you say, the only thing I want in life is to have children and raise children, be a stay-at-home mom, I think that is valid and that's important. And motherhood is a very important part of your personality and who you are. And that should be supported. But also don't shame women who don't want that. And all you are doing in this video is shaming other people who don't think like you. And so you are not a feminist and you are just being an asshole.
I mean, correct. The other thing too is that she just has her facts wrong. You need to remember that most women didn't have jobs for a very long time. Men did do fashion and they are the top CEOs in fashion industries.
Yep.
Yes, some women have taken that place, but do you know what they have to go through to get to that place and what they have to give up and what they are called? You know what I mean?
I mean, especially if we want to talk about one of the biggest fashion icons in society, Victoria's Secret was founded by a man and had money coming in from fucking Leslie Wexler, who's the biggest skeezball in forever. Roy Raymond is the designer with Roy and Gay Raymond, but it's Roy gets all the credit. And that's why Victoria's Secret is super, super male-gazy, because it's women have to be super, super thin and white and blonde. And that's the only way you're attractive.
Big boobs and tiny, tiny waist.
Right. And it's just super. And there's nothing wrong with being skinny. A lot of people are very, very naturally skinny, and that's beautiful and that's really great. But it's when you're saying that that's the only thing that's beautiful, that's where it's problematic. And she is doing a very vast oversimplification of what modern day feminism is, because we're what modern day feminism is. And I know I'm preaching to the choir because y'all motherfuckers are beautiful, but it's that you want to be a mom? Great, be a mom. You want to work full time? Great, work full time. You want to get top surgery and live your life in the way that you see fit and be in the body that you're comfortable with? Do it. You want to get a boob job and make your boobs bigger to be the ultimate quote hyper feminine figure? That's great. Live your life. We're not shaming anyone for doing anything outside of the standard depictions of what we think femininity is.
And it's also uplifting and supporting and calling out this bullshit toxic behavior.
I'm angry.
Yes.
Sorry, I went on a rant. We can keep going.
It's okay. We got more white women telling us how we should think.
The white women make me so mad because I expect it from men. But, there's so much privilege in being a white woman, too. And so much internalized misogyny and everything that comes with that.
The Karens.
I am so sick of you fake, phony women out there that are oh, I'm a feminist, blah, 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 blah. I don't like Donald Trump because he said he likes to grab women by the pussy. Well, if you're a fucking woman, I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years, and I was if Donald Trump wants to grab me by the pussy, I'm gonna fucking let Donald Trump grab me by the pussy. He's fucking Donald Trump. And any women out there lying, saying you wouldn't let him grab you by the pussy, I don't believe you. You're fucking lying.
Oh, yikes.
The really fascinating thing that happened on TikTok too is when I was deep diving for these, the crossover between Trumpers, conservatives, and just misogynists is it's all there.
The Venn diagram of Trumpers, misogynists,
it's just a circle.
Just a circle. Just a big old fucking circle of hatred. Yeah. No, that's wild. It's very interesting. And it's just also very much, she's making excuses for sexual assault. Oh my God.
What he said was so awful. And for a woman to be like, yeah, I'd let him do that. And it's
And if you don't, then you're lying.
It's no.
It's whoa, you are telling people what they should and shouldn't be okay with their own body and their own space. And you just think that you're better than everyone. I just, as a quick sidebar, I'm shocked that someone with that many lip injections accused other people of being fake ass bitches.
I know. And nothing against lip injections.
I think lip injections
Jesus
are great.
Jesus Christ.
But it's the hypocrisy of it that really gets me.
And it's just also oh my God.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
That one was very rough for
me. And I've
me
never
to find.
Been like I love Obama. I voted for Obama. I'm not going to be I would let Obama grab my pussy. What is up with Trumpers and their weird fucked up sense of patriotism?
Well, they're fans.
It's a cult. It's a fucking cult, I swear.
That was a lot. But we have a couple more. So.
Oh, I'm really trying. I'm really trying today, but I can't. Bitches, feminists, liberals, whatever the fuck you want to call yourselves, unicorns, I'm calling all y'all right now. What rights, in your mind, do men have that we don't have? I mean, if you fucking beat the shit out of your boyfriend, he cannot, it's going to be so hard. hard for him to try to file domestic violence charges. But if he fucking pokes you, like, oh my god, he killed me. Bitch! No! We got no... not today. I tried to side with them. I tried to be civil with them. But you can't be civil with the fucking devil. Go to a fucking country where women do not have rights. Where you can get stoned to death for just existing as a fucking woman. And then come back here and tell me that we don't have the same rights as men. Fuck out of here with your stupid fucking logic. You want to play the victim?
I love how these people jump to violence first. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's also just a vast oversimplification of, like, what's going on. And it's, like, just because... And there is, like, a lot of problems with misogyny and very, very rampant violence against women in other countries. But that doesn't mean that it isn't apparent... Like, there isn't issues here with the way that men treat women. And it's so bad because it's like you're like, oh, men can't file domestic violence. And we talked about this in a previous episode about, like, we need to believe all victims where they come from. But also you're just glossing over the fact that, like, there's a systemic violence against women. And the reason that women don't report it is because they get shamed and slut shamed, which is what you're doing now. You are, like, perpetuating this narrative that makes it harder for survivors to come forward because you're not believing people because you're just assuming that women are liars. And it's like, we don't have any rights. Like, what fucking rights don't we have? And it's like, oh my God. Like, there's literally a law that was passed in Texas or is, like, going through the House in Texas right now or something like that. That is like, if you rat on someone who's, like, getting an abortion, we'll give you $10,000. And if that isn't some dystopian Handmaid's Tale shit, like, we're not ratting on men who want to get a vasectomy.
No, but it even goes to the American justice system of, like, rape victims going on, you know, going to court, which is so hard. Oh my God. Like, what you're going through is so hard. And then their past gets looked into of, like, well, how many sexual partners have you had? Why the fuck is that even an issue?
Right.
When you get to court.
Common theme too. All these girls, white women.
Yeah.
White women. You know what I mean? It's just like, and you want to talk about not having rights in this country. Like, you've got no fucking clue. You've got no fucking clue. And you're just sitting there and you live in your privileged world and think that everything's great because and you're like, this dude fucking pokes you and you want to be a victim. It's like, oh my God, literally so many women are murdered by their intimate male partners every day. And you want to sit there and say that there's, like, no disparity between the violence against men and women. And we're not saying that there isn't violence against men perpetuated by female partners. However, you can't ignore the fact that, like, systemically there is such a big, like, space between the two, and it's you can't even compare it, and you're just completely glossing over. And again, this is another example of someone who's using the suffering of men to further shaming women who are also suffering. Correct. That's a perfect Absolutely. Example of that.
All right, we got this woman back. This, I think she's the same woman from before. She just had, like, a, yeah, it is, who was in the sweater.
God, that girl's so pretty. Not that has to do with anything, but, like, all these women are so beautiful.
Here we go.
For the love of God, can women stop reproducing with low-T beta males who are self-proclaimed male feminists? We do not need to create more of those men. Or should I say men? Because, like, ew, they're not men. They're not masculine. They're, like, disgusting. But on behalf of society, for the common good, please do not create more male feminists. No more beta males. We don't need more of them. These type of men will not make good fathers, not good husbands. So, like, I'm doing you a favor in advance, and you will be returning the favor by not creating more of them. And yes, this includes all men that lean to the left, that are Democrats, liberals, they're automatically beta male.
Oof. The overlap, right?
Oof. I mean, didn't we just talk about the fact that, like, men are having a very hard problem making connections because, like, we treat them like this and we expect men Correct. To be, like, in one category of, like, quote, quote, strong men. And it's like, the only way you can be a man is to beat your children with a belt. And that's what I call education.
And if they love America and they can't paint their nails. And it's like, oh my God.
I mean, this is, like, another narrative that is also super, super damaging and, like, against, like, modern day feminism is, like, if you're a beta male, like, get the fuck out of here, and you're making more beta males. And it's like, whoa, like, you were damaging so many people because you're creating an environment where people are not allowed to be outside of this very, very tiny box of what you think is acceptable.
I completely agree.
Oof, that one was upsetting.
It was, especially because our partners are very left-leaning. They are incredible human beings, and they uplift us and support us and are feminists and so much more than that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So hearing someone who is really pulling down, like, the people you love so much is upsetting.
Right. It's like, these are some of the best people that I know. And they make such a conscious effort to be like empathetic and kind and loving human beings. And you're like, stop making them. Stop breeding with them. Also gross. You're using breeding. Like, oh my God. Like what? Correct. Who hurt you, ma'am? Like, do you like need to do this? And I, part of me thinks like you're probably just getting off on people hating on you. Like, but it's got to be a kink. I'm just, everything's a kink.
Everything's also a kink. I do think it's very sad for, I'm honestly very sad for her. I was like, oh, you've never been in a validating relationship ever. And like, you think that's normal, and that's really hard.
That is. It's really, really warped that you think like someone, like boys are mean to you because they like you, and you just have like carried that narrative with you like your whole life. And like your life must be so unfulfilling because you like, how can you say that about people? And like I don't believe you're getting respect from any of your intimate relationships if you think that like beta males, which is such a fucking aged, fucked up term, are problematic.
Correct.
They're just nice people.
Listen, and I know this episode's been a little hard, but I have a really lovely one to end on.
Oh!
Before we get our final thoughts together.
Cool. And,
like, the whole thing. So here is the last video. I think everyone should hear this. I hope you've stuck with us through this really difficult episode. I picked some bad ones.
You did.
Okay, I'm late to the party, but I have arrived. If you have not read Untamed, you need to read it. Every single woman on earth needs to hear this passage. I burned the memo that defines selflessness as the pinnacle of womanhood, but first I forgave myself for believing that lie for so long. I had abandoned myself out of love. They'd convinced me that the best way for a woman to love her partner, family, and community was to lose herself in service to them. In my desire to be of service, I did myself and the world a great disservice. I've seen what happens out in the world and inside our relationships when women stay numb, obedient, quiet, and small. Selfless women make for an efficient society, but not a beautiful, true, or just one. When women lose themselves, the world loses its way. We do not need more selfless women. What we need right now is more women who have detoxed themselves so completely from the world's expectations that they are full of nothing but themselves. What we need are women who are full of themselves. A woman who is full of herself knows and trusts herself enough to say and do what must be done. She lets the rest burn.
Why am I crying?
It's so good.
That got me emotional.
That video is by @selftimertory. And it was a passage from a book called Untamed that we will also link. Right?
Oh, that was good.
It was a good note to end on.
That was a good way to summarize like kind of all of the conversations that we've been having this whole episode. Yeah.
Yeah. We are going to get our final thoughts together. And we'll be back.
And we'll be right back. So today, we had a bunch of TikToks that were very problematic.
So many. And this isn't even all of them. Listen, these are probably ones that you, if you are on TikTok, have seen like 5 months ago. Like, we didn't want to get into like the really problematic ones where you're like, that's sexual assault. Can you not?
Right.
You know, there's a lot on there. If you end up on the wrong side of TikTok, let me tell you, it's not fun.
It is wrong. It is bad over there when you get on that side of TikTok. It is scary.
It's terrifying.
It's really bad. It's really, really
bad. I think I really wanted to bring videos from men, right? And like just clear misogyny, clear problems, blaming everything on women when they really should just go see a therapist. But I also really wanted to bring these women who have a lot of inner misogyny. They have a lot of deep-seated issues, and as angry as I am with them, I also feel really bad for these people. Of like, where do you live that this is a norm? Where, you know, what society are you in? What communities are you in?
Texas,
Alabama,
Texas,
Utah. I mean,
probably Montana.
Most of the United States. You know, I think it's really sad, like, that your world view hasn't been open. And I just
I do genuinely believe that, like, if your worldview is as narrow as a lot of these people presented in those videos, then you're, like, actively choosing not to, like, educate yourself. And I think that's a huge problem, because it's so easy to just listen to people and listen to their experiences, but you're saying so many problematic victim blaming, slut shaming, misogynistic things, and you're actively choosing to ignore the reality of the situation. And you're creating an environment where people who have been victimized and abused cannot come forward because of everything we just listened to. Exactly. And everything that was just presented. And that's a problem, because then you're just letting people get away with dangerous abuser, just threatening behaviors, and they're the people who are calling all the shots and running
that are also everything. Glorified in men. These are behaviors that are glorified in men,
right,
to make them masculine men,
right?
It just makes me think about that, of like how small your view is of the world and how you're taught to believe that women are just there to be breeders. Mm-hmm. To be silent, who can't tell you what they want and what they need. And that is not a world I want to live in. Like, that is absolutely not something, right, I want to be a part of at all. We have to uplift women's voices, especially women of color. Like, there are so many things that we need to do and continue to do on a daily basis, because this is not okay behavior. And it's frankly very scary.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. Absolutely. Well, good job, friend.
Thank you.
This is a good episode, and it sucks because it really sucks looking down into the belly of the beast of all these, like, really, really dangerous, threatening behaviors that are just people actively choosing not to listen to people and just choosing to live in this non-reality that isn't what many people's reality is. And they're just ignoring the problems because they have privilege and they have, like, all of these, they live in a world that isn't affected by the struggles and the plights of others. And that's a fucking problem. So good job.
Thank you. I do want to list off TikTokers who actually speak out against this in most of their videos. So you should go follow them. Herspective is absolutely one of my top favorites. Incredible. She is so good. The next one is possibly Drew Follow, and that's Drew, DREWAF. UALO. Absolutely makes me laugh every time. Her laugh makes me laugh. And she also has amazing points and is incredible. Chelsea Hart Is Me is another one. Literally the best. Love her. One that we post all the time on the Instagram, just if you need a little uplifting, is Luke Francina. He's the dumpest ass. Because he's perfect. There are so many more, but like, these content creators are incredible, speaking out against misogyny and uplifting other women. They're just peak.
I agree.
Yeah. Awesome. And I'm sure there's more. Tell us your favorites, because I'm here for it and I'll go follow them.
Yeah, let's boost up people that are like spreading the word of like, hey, let's have good consent and healthy boundaries and healthy relationships and, like, fuck the gender binary.
And I'm sure I've missed a lot of other TikTokers who talk about this. These are just, like, the top three that I follow. Mm-hmm. But, like, there are so many more, and there's so many more women coming up on my TikTok who are stitching with these videos or duetting or anything and just showing reactions, because it is scary and it's needs to be talked about, honestly.
Honestly, I agree. Well, good job.
Thank you. I love TikTok. There will probably be another one in the future.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening and supporting. I know this episode was a lot, but it's important to have these conversations. And thank you for hanging out with us and having a good time. And we'll catch you on the next one.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye. If you like our show, please be sure to rate and review us 5 stars on your podcast app. To stay updated, you can follow us on all the social media at Hatemale Podcast. That's spelled HATEMALE Podcast. We also have a Patreon with 3 tiers of monthly subscriptions to help keep the show going for the next 85 years. If you have any weird DMs you want to send our way, be sure to send them to our email address, hatemalepodcast@gmail.com. Special thanks to our producer, Steve Labeds. Music is by Robert Bach, who can be found at The Well Tempered on all social media. Cover art is by Rowan Gray, also known as @nothing.machine. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next Tuesday.